Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. As strange as it may sound, one of the best financial decisions you may make is to take steps to maintain your personal safety. You are your biggest investment, and you have to be alive, preferably in your best health, to ensure you can take all the necessary actions to improve your financial well-being. That said, on today's program, we explore some basic steps you can take to maintain your personal safety.
Yo, Albert. Hey, you are going with Kenisha?
No, what happened?
She get wool up with gun, you know? Just as she come off of the bus yesterday.
Does anybody talk to her? Hear if she alright?
Well, clearly she not alright, but just for touch base with her?
Well, Jennifer talked to her since morning and she alright. She lose her phone and some cash, but at least she still have her life.
Need to remember for call her later, no, cause that did happen to me a couple years ago and boy, I did mash me up for a little while still.
Yeah man, you need to call her, you know, I'm sure she would appreciate that.
So that's why HR sent out that email about personal security this morning. Makes sense now.
Which email? I never say that.
See it, yeah. It's a video with a security consultant from Shield Security Services, Mark Shields.
Mark Shields. Mark Shields. That name sounds so familiar. Oh, yes. He used to be part of the police force.
It's him was deputy commissioner.
Yes, man. Remember him now. Where am I say?
Quite often, crime is around putting yourself at risk. And there are some very basic things such as that that you could do. Be very aware of what you do before you do something. Be aware that if you do end up alone, try and walk on roads or the main roads, try and stay in lit areas, and of course continue to be alert. Now that means do not use your cell phone when you are walking along the street. That means either texting somebody or indeed making a call, because if you're using your phone when you're walking, the same rule applies as to when you are driving a vehicle, because obviously you are distracted, and if you're looking at your phone or focusing on a conversation, it means that you are not looking around to see if there are any threats.
As him talk about walking with phone, I wonder if Kenisha did in her phone when them come for rob her. Cause something we talk to her about all the while, you know.
We nearly broke up the other day, cause she did a text and now look what she got. Might have forgot changed her a bit there from now on.
And I think that when you do get into a taxi or onto a bus, be very aware of the people that are around you. Have a good look at those people. I know, I don't mean stare at them in the face, but just have a very good look at the environment that you're in. And wherever you are, if you can avoid walking at night alone, I think that would be one advantage. If you think that you're being followed, then run to somewhere where there are other people. Run to a shop, run to a gas station, run into a bar, whatever it happens to be, because you immediately have the cover of other people and the protection of other people. And that applies when you're driving. If you're in a motor vehicle and you think you're being followed, then my advice would always be drive to somewhere there are other cars. I think in Jamaica, it's not legal yet to use mace or pepper spray. We cannot carry knives as well for the same reason, because you're liable to be arrested by the police for the possession of an offensive weapon. So therefore, you've got to look at innocuous possessions that you have with you. For example, a pen. And if you feel that someone's approaching you, then you can hold a pen as if you were holding it in a fist. You could use that by making a stabbing motion towards the neck or the eye.
Them need for change that stance about offensive weapon, you know. Because I feel that everybody forget the chance to protect themselves.
And everybody be so them bad and can defend themselves with knife in a bridging. The law is really for protect them people there still.
Going on a basic self-defense course, I think it's a viable option in the event that you are attacked and you cannot run, at least you've got an opportunity to stand there and fight.
Pause it there, Mikey. May I go listen to it on my desk, cause I'm gonna make some good points still. I'm gonna need to write them down.
Cool. May I go try to see if I can talk to Kenisha. Might even go try to look for her a little more still.
Alright. Let me know if you have a cause. I feel like mother roll still.
Alright, cool, Bridget. Nickel more.
Yeah.
Without you, there is no wealth to earn. So protecting your personal safety is essential. Thanks for listening, and we hope these tips can help you keep safe going forward. Tune in again next time for another edition of DollarWise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.